Congress came back to work yesterday and went another day closer to Friday's deadline for passing a budget for 2016. Unless it reaches a deal by Friday, well, a lot of things could happen. We get an update now from CQ Roll Call's senior editor, David Hawkins. All right, Dave, so what's going on now this morning? We thought maybe yesterday would have been the day.
Yes, it looked that way for a brief period. But now, and the idea was that if they could get a deal by Monday night, then they could put this on the House floor by Wednesday and maybe get it done in the Senate Thursday or Friday. Now it looks relatively certain, and occasionally miracles do happen, but it looks relatively certain that Congress will not get the big wrap-up bill done by the end of this week. They will need to do another stopgap continuing resolution to take them into next week, maybe till the end of next week. We don't exactly know what the terms of that will be, but no wrap-up action this week. But neither will there be a shutdown. I think that there is no body language on the Hill that suggests that anybody wants to hold this process hostage. They will give themselves an extension into next week without any drama.
Tell us what Paul Ryan has been doing through all of this. This is his first. Well, not his very first, but it's still his maiden voyage with respect to being speaker.
It is his maiden voyage, and when he became the speaker, he made much of a commitment to return the process to regular order. That was sort of his mantra, and how that's playing out in the last few weeks has been fascinating for those of us who think of us as ourselves as congressional insiders to watch, because what that has meant in this case is that he has given his appropriations team, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, a guy named Hal Rogers from Kentucky, and his 12 subcommittee chairmen, broad latitude to try and figure this out on their own without too much interference with the leadership. We have to think that by the time this actually gets done, that he, Paul Ryan, and maybe Mitch McConnell, and maybe some people from the White House will have to get together on the last few items in disagreement. That's certainly the way the pattern has been in the past. But maybe not. I mean, Ryan's view has been this should be something for the committees to figure out themselves. And so far, he's given them a pretty long leash to do that.
So this means that whatever measure comes out, whenever it does come out, will be a clean budget, that is to say, without the rioters and ideological issues that earlier were threatening possibly another shutdown.
No, I think that there will be some rioters on there. I think that there will be some rioters that the appropriations chairman can decide for themselves, and maybe with a wink and a nod from the leadership. But I think the direct involvement for the leadership may be kept to a minimum. And for example, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, the Republican leader, has a rider of his own that he is keenly interested in getting on this bill, which would actually ease up the amount of money that the political parties can donate to candidates. It's sort of a part of Mitch McConnell's longstanding effort to loosen up regulation of campaign finance as much as possible. Mr. Ryan does not have any personal riders in this fight. But he may yet need to get involved in negotiating things on the EPA, on some of these other big ticket items, and he'll have to decide maybe whether something else like the so-called visa waiver program, which people who listened to the president's speech on Sunday night might have heard him talking about, that might need to catch a ride on this bill. So there will be some riders, but maybe not enough to get him too intimately involved.
And what about riders from the Democratic side? Could they put something like, I don't know, no guns for watch list people on, that kind of thing?
I would say that in a world in which the Republican majorities on both the House and Senate are writing this bill, that the odds of any Democratic initiatives getting on this bill are next to none. I think the president's only victories on behalf of the Democrats are going to be some small plus-ups in some domestic programs, but no big hot-button issues that Republicans don't like. When the Republican conservatives, known as the Freedom Caucus, essentially pushed John Boehner out the door earlier this fall, it was because he did not do enough to stick up for Republican priorities. They are not going to totally reverse that now and start adding Democratic priorities to these bills.
I guess it's a good thing it's been fairly unseasonable so far, because John Boehner must be getting some golf in, at least out there in Ohio.
Well, he's either in Ohio or he's at his new condominium down in Florida that's much closer to a golf course that's still wide open. And and he's also still got a very nice office on Capitol Hill. The former speakers actually get some taxpayer money to spend and pretty nice digs to operate in. And so he's got three places to hang out.
Wow. All right. Not bad deal if you can get it. We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor at CQ Roll Call. So, David, what are they going to do this week, then, if not the budget?
Great question. They're spinning several plates in the air. There is a tax bill that is supposed to get done by the end of the year. It's what's known colloquially on the Hill as the extenders bill. At a minimum, it is supposed to extend non-controversial tax provisions that need to be renewed every year or two for another year. At a maximum, there have been some negotiations that have plumped up the size of this bill to be worth as much as $700 billion in lost revenue over the next 10 years. At this hour, no deal yet. It'll probably end up somewhere in the middle, somewhere that's a little bit more ambitious than just extending the least controversial stuff for a year, and something not quite so ambitious as multi-hundred billions over 10 years. So that's one thing. There is a customs bill that is actually sort of a must-pass thing that was part of the deal on trade liberalization this summer to pave the way for Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal with Asia. That's supposed to get done by the end of the year. And then, I mentioned a minute ago, the one thing that Congress will do of the four things that the president asked Congress to do in his speech on Sunday night is to tighten somewhat the rules about who may enter this country without explicit visas from the State Department in advance. Congress and the president have come to an agreement on that, and it'll get done before they go home.
And getting back to the continuing resolution that you're expecting at the end of the week, any indication of whether it will be days, weeks, months? Will they go to January? What will happen there? Do we know?
I think that there is one thing that they are agreed on is that by the time they go home for Christmas, they want this budget taken care of for the year. I mean, it's already, as we know, it's already whatever it is, 8 or 9 weeks overdue. It was supposed to happen on October 1st. By the time they go home for Christmas, they want the budget year that is now a couple of months underway to be finished. The only question, one of the big questions is if they end up getting agreement on all of the riders and other provisions on parts of the bill, but not other parts of the bill, will they end up doing what's called, the new nickname for it is a cromnibus, a mixture of a CR, continuing resolution, and an omnibus, i.e., some of the 12 parts of the bill will be done as full-fledged budget bills, with line-by-line decisions on policy and monetary levels for the agencies and the programs, and other parts of the bill will just be a running-in-place CR that extends through next September.
David Hawkings is senior editor at CQ Roll Call. As always, thanks for your insight.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.